And she gave us some really good tips. You can listen to this program again on either Teachable Moments in Business on Facebook, or you can listen to it by going to the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce website, where there's a link to all of the archives for my programs, Teachable Moments in Business, as well as all the other hosts. So thank you for listening today. We'll see you next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump was supposed to be hosting the 2018 Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles at the White House. Well, many of the players said they were not going to show up and instead do other things in the city of Washington, D.C. In return, President Trump canceled the invitation. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders has more from the White House today.
There were 80 members of the Eagles organization that RSVP'd and committed to attend this event as recently as Friday, as well as over 1,000 fans of the Eagles organization. And the Eagles are the ones that tried to change their commitment at the 11th hour. And the president, frankly, thinks that the fans deserve better than that, and therefore we changed the ceremony.
Today, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced he's canceling the Senate's plan for a four-week recess in August, because they got work they need to get done. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful. But then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared. And the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Full speed ahead for the summit next week between President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Senator Rand Paul says President Trump's negotiating style is refreshing in Washington.
You know, I wouldn't overestimate or have too high of an expectations, but I've been very hopeful that it's the beginning of dialogue. I think the dialogue is good, and I think it's one of President Trump's strong points that he's willing to do this. Most other presidents would have studied this to death, litigated it to death, had so many preconditions that it never would have happened. And this is one reason why it hasn't happened. So, no, I think this is a big step forward. South Korea has been showing an openness to dialogue. Now the president is showing openness to dialogue. It's not a guarantee that we'll get something good. And, of course, when you do have dialogue and you do have diplomatic exchanges, it's a trust but verify situation.
Yeah,
so it may not be immediate peace, but I think the beginning of dialogue is a great thing.
Today, Delaware became the first state to offer legalized sports betting on individual games. This after the ruling last month by the Supreme Court. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
Folks in California are going to the polls today, but a new study came out that said many people are leaving the state and moving to either Nevada, Oregon, or even Arizona. Christine Cothron is a small business owner in Phoenix, Arizona. She explains why people are moving from California to Phoenix.
It's financially related. By comparison, Arizona's income tax is half Yes, half of what it is in California. It's real estate. People are being squeezed, including my own family, that are also business owners in the L.A. area, out of the home market. Real estate is 60% higher in California than it is here in Arizona. Safety is a huge one.
Right.
My in-laws recently just made a home purchase here in the Grand Canyon State.
Cawthron also talks about the message being sent to California lawmakers.
I think the message for much of the liberal parts of California, and I stand corrected that not all of California is liberal, my family and people I know abound, that, you know, people are leaving. They're leaving for you know, cities like Phoenix, Arizona, where I live, and they're wanting, you know, security. They're wanting safety. They're not wanting to be in a nanny state.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump was supposed to be hosting the 2018 Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles at the White House. Well, many of the players said they were not going to show up and instead do other things in the city of Washington, D.C. In return, President Trump canceled the invitation. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders has more from the White House today.
There were 80 members of the Eagles organization that RSVP'd and committed to attend this event as recently as Friday, as well as over 1,000 fans of the Eagles organization. And the Eagles are the ones that tried to change their commitment at the 11th hour. And the president, frankly, thinks that the fans deserve better than that, and therefore we changed the ceremony.
Today, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced he's canceling the Senate's plan for a four-week recess in August, because they got work they need to get done. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
Hello, it's Joe Peters, and we're getting ready to get started here with my monthly update on real estate matters. And I'll be with you in 1 second. We're going to start off with a quick intro to the weather and the weather.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
So our official weather forecast. Today is the 5th of June. It's amazing that it's the 5th of June already. It's a little after 4 o'clock, 4:11 on my telephone. And it says on Tuesday we're going to have 74 degrees, a little overcast, which is what it is out there. It's a little on the cool side, 52 tonight. Wednesday's going to be 71 degrees with sun and clouds, 54 overnight. On Thursday, partly sunny, 73, 58 overnight. And then on Friday, 83, 60 overnight. And on Saturday, looks to be sunny with a chance of a cloud or two. So it's we're almost out of it. We had a hot spell. We're now back to more moderate temperatures, pretty typical for early June. And my name is Joe Peters. And rather than me sitting here and describing myself, I'm going to play my commercial, which does all of that, and then we'll get started. Thank you.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
So once again, it's Joe Peters, and I'm going to give you a brief rundown of what's happening in Somerset and a little bit of, I should say, Hunterdon and a little bit of Somerset County, which is our sister county because our real estate spans both counties. And this is for the month of May, which was reported as of June 1st on my site, jpeters.com. A lot of times people ask me, where do I get this information from? Some of it I compile from statistics as of the first of the month, based on the prior month's activities and listings and sales. Then secondly, I listen to two different consultants talk about what's going on the market on a monthly basis, and I take excerpts from what they're stating and compile the newsletter that I read through here for you, and that's where it all comes from. It's deemed to be pretty accurate, but at the same time, you need to verify anything you want to use in a business decision with a second source. So my newsletter states that it does two things. It tells you what's happening, and then it tells you why it's happening. These are both things. The what is the result, and I'm going to go through that for the first 15 minutes or so. And then the why it's happening is the reason, and I'm going to go through that for the second part of the show. So let's talk about what's happening in Hunterdon County. Based on the last 4 months' contract sales, statistics show this approximate 4 months' supply of inventory. That means if we have 10 houses on the market and we sold 2 to 3, we have actually 4 months' worth of inventory. An easier example would be if we had 10 houses and sold one, we'd have 10 months of inventory. So that's where that number comes from. 4 to 6 is normal. That's where prices are stable. If we get above 6 months inventory, there's pressure on the pricing. And if we get under 4 months inventory, we're probably seeing multiple offers. It's an active seller's market. So Hunterdon County, in that period of time, units going under contract, average 56 days on the market, and we sold or put under contract 200 pieces of property in the month of May. That was down from 206 in the month of April. So it's starting to wane down. I would think when we look at June, we'll see it's a little under 200 or right about there. And then it sort of tapers off because it's too late for people to get to buy a house and get the kids in school. But the market does keep on going, just not at its rushed pace. Newly listed properties, 268. So we sold 200. We listed 268. 77% of our sales in Hunterdon County were under $500,000. 23% of the sales were above $500,000. But the proprietary amount of those sales above 500 were between 500 and 700. Only 5% of our actual sales, or 10 of our sales, are above 700,000. So let me just give you a couple of examples. If our really hot area is the under 500, obviously that's why we sold 77%. But when you get and look at the amount of houses we've sold, in the under 200, we sold almost 40. In the 2 to 3, we sold 42. In the 3 to 4, we sold 42. In the 4 to 5, we sold 31. 5 to 6, we sold 23. 6 to 7, we sold 14. You see the trend here. The higher up it goes, the less we're selling. Above 700 and below 800, we sold 6. We sold 1 in the 8s, 1 in the 9s, and 2 over a million. So if you're in the 5 to 600, we have 120 houses on the market, and we sold 31. Divide 31 and 120, and you have 4 months' supply. If you go into the 5 to 6, we have 152 on the market, and we sold 23, and we then have 7 months' supply. If you get up into the million plus, we have 70 on the market, and we sold 2. That gives us 35 months' supply. That means it's going to take you, based on the last month's average, almost 3 years to sell a house over $1 million. If you look at that same number over in Somerset County, we had 270 houses on the market. We sold 30 over $1 million, and you divide one and the other, and you have 9 months' supply. So being closer to New York, Somerset County has more sales and gets about 20% on the average more than we get in Hunterdon County. Secondly, Somerset County has better transportation to New York. So towns that have railroad stations in them command about a 25% premium over towns that do not. So there's two factors, commutability and closeness to New York. Secondly, we take this and we break it down by actual town, and we look at which towns are having a better time than the others. We have 6 areas reported in Hunterdon County that hold 2 sales last month: Califon, Franklin Township, Frenchtown, Lambertville, Lebanon, and West Hamel. They're the more outskirt areas. Franklin's right on the other side of Clinton, right above Flemington. It's not as far out as places like Lambertville, and Frenchtown, but it's a town that typically doesn't have a lot of sales. We had some hot spots. So all of those, Califon, Franklin, Frenchtown, Lambertville, Lebanon, Township, and West Amwell, had 2 or less sales. We had nobody with no sales or 1 sale last month. But we have the usual hot spots, and it's Clinton Township is one area, Reddington and Raritan. Clinton Township had 24 sales. Raritan Township had 43 sales. And then Reddington had 28 sales. If you add that all up together and divide it into the 200, you would see that it represents, divided by the 200, about 50% of the sales. Our average new listing coming out of market last month was $541,000. Our average sale or property going under contract last month was $378,000, or about 30% less. So you might say, well, what happens between 540 list and 378 sales? Well, the 540 lists, if we're actually sitting here looking at an average of 56 days to sell, are the houses that will be selling in 2 months. So you don't list a house and sell it the day it comes on the market, although that happens once in a while. Secondly, people are optimistic when they list houses, and the price somewhat gets trimmed down to the point where it sells. 30% is a pretty big number in between the list and the sale price, and I would think eventually you'll see that number come down. I think that's an abnormally high percentage of a difference. We have, in Franklin Township, 14 months supply. Frenchtown, 13 months supply. But in Flemington, 2 months supply, we had 16 houses on the market and we sold 10. Let's look at another one of the great moments. Califon, only 4 houses on the market and we sold 2. So even though it had only 2 sales, we sold half the inventory that was on the market in Califon. If you take a look at Lambertville, 32 houses on the market. We sold 2. It's got 16 months supply. Raritan Township, 132 on the market, 45 sold, 3 months supply. Reddington Township, 90 on the market, 28 sold, 3 months supply. Clinton Township, 98 on the market, 20 sold, 5 months supply. So you can start to get the flavor there. People want to live where it's easy to commute to New York or to the east. Everybody sort of goes to the east. Some people do work in the county, but I would say the large proportion of our county gets in a car and drives to the east. That's what causes the traffic in the morning. Then what we see is, as a result of it, the towns that are easy to commute from are, in effect, the towns that do better. And it's always been Clinton, Clinton Township, Reddington, Raritan. And they touch the hot spots over in Somerset County, which are Bridgewater, Branchburg, Hillsboro, to a great extent, Franklin Township. Those are the hot spots in the Somerset County area, and they're all contiguous. If you look at County Line Road, one's on one side, one's on the other. It's where people want to live and commute back easily. Now, let's take a look at what's happening in Somerset County. Somerset County, much bigger county, over 300,000, where we have about 125. They had 574 listings, and they sold 514 houses. That is nearly 2.5 times what we sold. Their average 66% of the sale. Remember I said 7% of our sales, 77% was under 500, 66 of there was under 500. Their average sale price is $486,000. Our average sales price in Hunterdon is $378,000. So roughly 20%. That goes price point by price point. The houses in Somerset County typically get 20% more, and you get a little less land, same size house for the money, and if you're in a train station town, you're going to get a little more yet. So they're listing at an average of $620,000 and selling at an average of $486,000. That's a 22% difference. Now, their hot spots, Bernards, Bridgewater, Franklin, Hillsboro, Montgomery, those towns account for 64% of their sales. In Hunterdon, the towns I mentioned, Raritan, Reddington, Clinton Township, 50% of our sales. Those areas in the two counties are contiguous and touch each other. They have some towns with tough inventory situations. Far Hills Borough is a pretty upscale town, 17 houses on the market, 1 house sold. That's a 17-month supply. But if you look at Bridgewater, for example, one of the more popular towns, 194 on the market, 78 sold, 2 months supply. Branchburg, 67 on the market, 22 sold, 3 months supply. Franklin Township, 198 on the market, 87 sold, 2 months supply. It's a supply and demand situation. And I think what you're going to find is that no matter where you live, your house is only worth what people are willing to pay. And if they're not willing to commute as far as they used to be willing to commute, and we're going to get a little bit into that as we go along, they're not going to pay as much as they used to pay. What I like to say when I give my overview, and I do this about 3 or 4 times a month to various groups on real estate values, is that, A, the millennials, because they 4-year college millennial cannot find work in Hunterdon County, so they're going to go to work in New York City, typically. That's where the work is at. It's where it used to be. We migrated out. We telecommuted. We build big offices like Merck. And then over the years, we closed big offices like Merck. We didn't telecommute so much, and people aren't willing to commute as far. And as a result, The millennials are finding the jobs they need in or very near to New York City, and they're living in Hoboken or in Jersey City because that's the cosmopolitan lifestyle. They need to walk past a Starbucks, and they probably don't want to start a car to get home. They want to get off a train or bus and be there. Then we take a look and we see the seniors going the other way. They're saying, if I'm not earning money in New Jersey, why am I living in New Jersey? It's a fairly expensive state to live in. And Hunterdon County is a pretty easy decision because you can get in a car and drive 20 miles into Pennsylvania and probably live for a fraction of what you would spend in New Jersey. The taxes are cheaper. The cost of living is cheaper. It's a different lifestyle. Nothing wrong with it. But you could be back to Hunterdon County in less than a half hour's drive, and you're not far away. So we got the millennials going to the east, we got the seniors going to the west, and in the middle, we got the prices coming down from the top because we have less and less demand for the higher-end housing, especially the big houses, Center Hall Colonials, 3 acres, 4,000-plus square feet. We're seeing less and less demand for that. We're seeing more and more demand for the seniors and millennials, and that's why they're moving out because they can't find it here. And we're getting into more of an apartment-style lifestyle. We're actually have dropped from 74% home ownership to 64% over the last 7 years in New Jersey in general. And that's all an issue. So let's get into the why it's happening. New Jersey home sales. Gave you the what. We're still brisk. We sold as many houses as we did last month almost. We sold as many houses as we did last year almost. But we're selling them at the lower end. New Jersey home sales. Home purchase demand for the first 2 months of 2018, New Jersey reached a new record, representing a 2% increase over the prior year. In March, they went down by about 6%, netting a break even for the first quarter. In April, which is as far as we've reported so far, an additional 11,000 purchases were recorded in New Jersey, and it sets us at about even so far. The effect of the new Tax and Jobs Act seems to be minimal, if existent at all, and I'll go through that in a little more detail. Activity concentrates in the under 400,000 market, which actually pulled back a little in March due to lack of inventory. If we had more inventory, we could sell more houses. We're going to talk about inventory separately. And that's where the millennial buyers are transitioning into home ownership. During the same period, all housing sales showed increases across all other price points, showing confidence in the changes made on the taxes and deregulation. Forgetting the politics of it, it's working. It's working as far as house sales go. There has been also an improvement in the very high end for the first time in towns where rail service to Manhattan is available. That's key. High end where there's not rail service available is still having a difficult time. At the same time, the number of homes offered for sale in New Jersey has remained low and had recently decreased. The supply decreased by 3,700 homes compared to a year ago and 32,000 fewer homes on the market than were on the market in 2011, just 7 years ago. We're at about 50%. Current unsold inventory in New Jersey varies widely by county, and some only having 2.5 months. No county has more than 8 months. The average is at about 3.7 months of inventory. I had told you that in Hunterdon County, we had 4 months. And if we look at that same thing in Somerset County, it's 3 months. So both counties are doing well. We have an acute shortage of inventory in a right price point, however. We could sell a lot more houses if we had more $200,000 and $300,000 houses to sell. Hunterdon and Somerset County have less 6% less inventory than just a year ago, and those counties have about 17 and 20% less inventory, respectively, than 2 years ago. So we're selling more houses, we're left with less inventory, and something has to give, because eventually we're going to sell everything. And we'll get to what I think is going to be happening. The fear of increasing interest rates based on future increases in the Fed slightly loosening lending standards are driving the current market activity. Now, they've loosened their lending standards so that it's a little easier than it was a year ago to get a mortgage rate, but they've also loosened what they call the quantitative easing. And what that means is they're buying mortgage-backed securities to keep the prices down. They've stopped doing that to some extent. And as a result, the mortgage prices have come up. Interest rates have, in April, touched about 4 5/8, 4.6.75, and that's on a 30-year. 15-year, just over 4%, 5 years at about 3 7/8. Consumer fears of steadily increasing interest and rising home prices at the same time are driving the current market demand. The Fed already instituted initial increases in rates and are talking about additional ones. We're at 4 5/8, roughly, and we're going to see this probably go to over 5% by the end of the year and maybe 5.5% by this time next year. So if you combine the fact that if interest merely went from 4% where it was at the first of the year, and it's 4 5/8 right now in June, and by the end of the year got to 5%, going from 4% to 5% will lose you 9% of your buying power. So if you could afford a $500,000 house at 4%, you can only afford a $455,000 house at 5%. But there's two things happening. Prices are going up in those popular price points. And we saw in the more popular price points last year nearly a 5% increase, even though the state was under 3% overall. In the more less popular price points, there was probably none to a little bit of a decrease, so it averaged out. But in the popular price points, you're going to see you lose 9% on interest and 5% on the price point. You're losing 14-15%. So not only have you dropped from 500,000 to 455, you've really dropped to 425 at 15%. It's driving the market. We're short on inventory. We'll talk a little about why. We are big on buyers. I have new buyers out every day. And they're looking in the price points where there are no inventory. It's not uncommon for a buyer to make 5 or 6 offers that all fall through for one reason or another. Some they get outbid, some are inspection items, some they change their mind. 4 or 5, 6 offers in acceptance before, in effect, they buy a house. And that could happen over a year to a year and a half. The job front. National job numbers are fantastic. We hit 3.8%. That's the lowest it's been in over 18 years. The trend is expected to continue, and the number is expected to drop. This is a result of somewhat of the new tax reform, and secondly, that new jobs, not only is a tax, but it's a jobs act. New jobs are being created. The national level, U.S. had added nearly 800,000 jobs in January through April, and is trending towards 2.5 million jobs to be added by year-end. Also, the gross domestic product is predicted to keep expanding as we go towards year-end. Consumer confidence is the highest it's been since 2004, and this is great news for the housing industry. It's great news for a lot of things. But you can see it. The restaurants are full. The car lots have brand-new cars parked out on the aprons. There's so many of them, and they're selling them like hotcakes. And it's because the jobs are back. The economy is back. We're in the 72nd, 73rd month of a job good time. That's a better term for it than I just used. But increase in jobs, increase in the economy. And it's never lasted more than 79 or 80 months in any cycle we've ever been in. And we're looking forward 2 years and not seeing an end in sight this time. So we could hit 100 months of increase in the economy. The New Jersey job front. New Jersey doesn't do as good as the country. We're at 4.6%, but it was 5% just 2 or 3 months ago. And although New Jersey lost 7,200 jobs in April, 27,000 jobs were added in New Jersey in the first 4 months of the year, which is almost as much as we put on last year. And we're looking at a possibility based on that number of 100,000 jobs by year end. The good news is these are not hamburger flipper jobs. These are good jobs, college jobs, jobs that pay enough money that can eventually buy property, and that's good for the real estate trend. It also should be noted that the jobs are concentrated in the northern half of the state. So if you're down in Cumberland County, you're not seeing much relief. If you're all the way out in west, southwest, northwest, you're not seeing much. If you drew a map with New York being maybe 3 o'clock on the map and New Jersey being from high noon all the way down to about 4 o'clock on the clock. That's the areas touching New York where the jobs and the activity is at. The further out you go, the less rosy the situation is. Rental market trends. Prior predictive mortgage, restrictive mortgage standards have made renters start in life to buy a house a little later. But it has turned into an interesting, we moved from 29 years to 37 years over the last 8 years for first time buyer age. But we're starting to see that slip down a little bit. But right now, the rentals are so high and so scarce that when somebody comes out and looks at a $150,000 two-bedroom condo, they could probably buy that, if they had enough credit, cheaper than they can rent it, if they can find one to rent. There's very little inventory. Rental prices in New Jersey rose 5% in 2017, or actually around $1,500 for a unit on the average, and the vacancy rate in New Jersey is about 3.6%. Came up a little last month. The drop in New Jersey's home ownership 12-year trend dropped from 71 to 64%, and on a national average, it's 8%. So our 7% nationals, we're holding pretty tight with the national rate at 8%. So we're going to add 230,000 renters in our state. That's why we're so short on inventory. We're usually at about 7.5%. We're now sitting at less than half of that as far as availability. I know about 3 months ago I pulled up all the departments under 1,500 in Hunterdon County while I was sitting on a show, and there was only 22 of them. We usually have 222 of them. Foreclosures. Our state is now second in the nation to Florida. Florida overtook us because of the hurricane situation. Our foreclosure situation is improving, but we are still sitting in second place, and we will probably, based on the fact that we had 70,000 foreclosure filings last year, still have about 64,000 this year. That helps a little bit in offsetting the housing, because the foreclosures do turn into sales and short sales or eventually bank-owned sales, and it sort of fills things in, but it's a horrible way to fill things in. We do have a ways to go. Other states where they do not have a judicial system have completed the foreclosure cycle and are back in decent shape. The tax cuts seem to have no effect. Now, we heard a lot of propaganda, especially by the side not in office, that how little the tax was going to be of benefit and how big the effect was going to be. Forgetting prediction, we can state that we have not seen any fallout from the tax cuts and the tax changes in real estate purchases all the way up through the very high end. And in the very high end, the predictions I'm seeing say you have to have a $400,000 salary as a single individual and own a $1 million home before these SALT and interest deduction things kick in and hurt you. Secondly, if you're a married couple, you could earn $750,000 and have a $1.5 million house before these affect you. Now, obviously, some people are there, but I argue it's probably less than 1% of our entire buying power. Our average New Jersey purchase price is $330,000 if you look at all states, all counties in the state. In Hunterdon County, the average is $378,000, and in Somerset County, the average is $486,000. So our counties are more affluent than the rest of the state, and as a result, we may have more higher-end people in our counties, but we do have the inventory statistics to prove that we haven't sold less based on the tax rates, and that there are some people affected, but not many. So let me do a recap. We've got about 15 minutes left, and this should take just about that time frame. Economic conditions, and these are facts pulled from various articles. 2017 was the seventh straight year. Remember I said we're in our 72nd month, 7 times 12, I think is that number, of job gains, improving economy. Although improving, 2018, the New Jersey job situation has been declining for the past 2 years. But at 4.6% unemployment, we're about 15% under the national average, which is currently 3.8%. The best paying jobs are near New York City or in New York City. Interest rates have been risen 3/5 since the first of the year and are predicted to go up another 0.5%. That takes away about 10% of our buying power, as we discussed. House prices at least 3% on the average, 5 or 6% in the more popular price points, and maybe nothing above the 600,000 level. Baby boomers are choosing. Now, why are we out of inventory? Baby boomers, who are probably in their late 40s to mid-50s right now, usually buy one more house. They usually buy that dream house and live in it till they're retired, which usually is late 60s, early 70s, and they're not doing it. They're not making that last move. So as a result of them not doing that, we have people below them not having houses to buy because their house would become for sale and the person that bought theirs would sell their house and somebody else would buy that and sell their house. Where the market is sort of, pardon the expression, constipated because we're not flushing through with the sales that we used to have. The reason they're not trading up in the reason for owning a house, it's not deemed as a safe investment, and there's not as much tax advantage as you used to have. And at the lower end, I mean, if you think that the upper end was a tax issue, look at the lower end. People will buy that $330,000 house, the average house sold in New Jersey, get absolutely no gain in income tax for buying that house anymore because the standard deduction doubled. And what they would have gotten in a tax gain, they're getting anyway. And I don't think it's been realized yet, but as a result, I think we're going to see less houses sold in the lower end as well. And I think we're going to see people turn into more renters. It gives us a great opportunity for investment down there because they have to rent from somebody. There is also confidence that a new tax, the Jobs Act, will further stimulate the economy with more jobs. And the new tax rules appear to be only affecting the very high end. Now we have changes in lifestyle. So it depends what you want and where you want to live. The average age at marriage is around late 30s, up 7 years. Families are usually having only one or maybe two children. 65% of all the New Jersey homes have no children of school age. 50% do not have but one person in them. And somewhere around 32% have a single head of household that's female. Changes in lifestyle we're talking about here. The demand for housing at the higher end has diminished because of this. They don't need 4,000 six-bedroom Central Hall colonials anymore. And as a result of the job situation, buyers are gravitating to areas within 15 miles of New York where there's better mass transportation. We're seeing less demand for the higher-priced houses. We're still selling them. We're selling less. They're taking longer to sell, and we're seeing larger increases in prices. And I would say the magic mark in Hunterdon County happens around 700,000 to 750,000. You get above that, you're getting into an area where it's going to be a really tough market. And the reason is you're competing with houses that used to be 900,000 that can't sell, and they've moved down into the eights and a high sevens. So now you're competing with a 900,000 with your 700,000. And guess what? They're going to buy the other house if they're going to make the decision. Builders have been thinking four-bedroom center hall colonials on one-plus acre. Hunterdon and Somerset would build on less acreage. I see all over Warren, Watchung houses going up on an acre, acre and a quarter, that are $1 million-plus in dollars and are 4,000 square foot. That's what the builders are thinking. The buyers are thinking luxury high-rise close to mass transportation. We simply don't have that in Hunterdon County. We have some high rise and luxury, but not a lot. So as a result, if the millennials are looking for high rise, they're going to wind up in Jersey City. If the seniors are looking for high rise, we do have some 55 pluses with high rise in them, but they're probably going to wind up more in Pennsylvania. And for the first time in history, Hunterdon County has reported a higher death rate than birth rate. So the county's not growing. So I onboard about 6 families a month, I should say, a year into Hunterdon in Somerset County. Those are people that are moving in from somewhere else. They're usually between their first and second child. They're usually looking for quality of life. They're coming out here for the same reason, and most of us did. I know we did 20 years ago. We're looking for a better quality of life. We've got the houses for them, but they're probably not looking for as big of a house because they're not thinking about having the third and fourth child. So maybe a 3-bedroom would do on a half an acre in a more cosmopolitan. That's what I'm saying. There's definitely changes in lifestyle here. But the market conditions are strong. Consumer confidence remains strong. The consumer confidence reflected in buying traffic is up at open houses, but because we have lack of inventory, we have fewer open houses. Millennials make up about a quarter of our buying power. They could be half of our buying power if we had enough houses to sell them. The Central New Jersey trend in 2016 and 17 showed a surge in home sales, but in prices clustered in the under 500,000 market, where first-time buyers and millennials are focused. The over 600 market holds steady to diminishing slightly, and depending on your location and price, I mean, the further west you go and the further high you go in price, the more problem you're going to have there. Extremely high-end market has shown some appreciation in the last 6 months. Minimal new construction and a lack of new entry-level construction is evident. In Hunterdon, we have very little. We have 2 houses here, 3 houses there, 1 house there. We don't see any massive developments going up. There is a 55-plus going up down near behind Costco in that general area, northeast of Flemington. We have a 55-plus going up in Reddington, almost finished. And we have new construction going up along 12, which is in the 7 to 900 category, west of the Free Circles. But in talking to several of our mayors, we have a lot of affordable housing going up. Now, affordable housing, for people who don't understand, is governed by law. It means you, as a town, have to build, no matter what you build, 15% affordable housing as part of that. And a lot of it gets paid off or subsidized in the form of tax abatements, which mean we get less taxes at the town level. So each town and each county in the state of New Jersey has to build so many affordable housing houses. The Affordable Housing Committee has been dissolved, hasn't been around, but it's still being administered by the courts. And now we're starting to see affordable housing projects coming up in order to fulfill the obligation that's been mandated by the state courts. Clinton Township has three. I understand Clinton itself has got one going up. One just completed behind, if you go past, in behind where Lowe's is, there's a whole affordable housing, 2-floor units back there for rent only. They can be for rent or for buy. Affordable housing, I wouldn't say is a restriction, but it's a constraint on housing because it has to be considered no matter where you build. You have to put up certain percentages no matter where you build, and that is a consideration in every new development going forward. We do not have a lot of new developments going forward. 4 to 5 year indication on price growth is an annual rate of 3 to 4%. There is an acute shortage of inventory in both Hunterdon and Somerset, and both sitting for about 20% less inventory just 2 years ago and 6 less than last year. In the popular price points, and under 500 in Somerset, under 400 in Hunterdon. In 2017, prices rose just over 3.5%. 2018 promises to be just as strong. without any impact from the taxes being taken into place, and the mortgage delinquency is normalizing. So let's look at forecast. Consumer confidence remains extremely high on a nationwide basis. It's reflected in buyer traffic. I went through that already. I'm on the wrong page. Economy will continue to prosper with no recession currently in sight. Interest rates will climb to 5%. Home prices will rise by an average of 3 or 4. Supply will remain tight in the more popular price points. Many new jobs could result from the Tax and Jobs Act. And by the way, I set through a presentation on what the Tax Act means to small businesses, and it's amazing. Because where you used to have to depreciate office furniture over 7 years, you can now depreciate it immediately. Big tax incentive if you have the cash to buy the furniture. The affordability index, which means what people can afford to spend, shows there is more room and much more sales. We just need the inventory. We're not at a point where we're constrained by affordability, where people are spending more money than they have to. We don't have enough inventory to sell them what they can afford to buy. Some decrease in home ownership could result in a rising of the standard deduction. I talked about a little earlier. The commercial real estate market will flourish as the result, and I'm led to believe that Route 22 and 78 corridor is showing that. Midterm elections, wild card, we don't know what that's going to bring. But an interesting fact, and I talk about this every month, is that people in their homes more than 10 years, and we typically sell our house every 7 or 8 years. That's the national average. Some people do stay in their house. They buy one house, they stay in it for 40 years. But most of us will trade up, right size, trade down, move to another area every 7 or 8 years. Well, think about what happened at the end of the 7 or 8 year period. We were in the middle of a recession, and everybody was kind of reluctant to do anything until they understood better what was happening. And as a result, people are now in their houses 10 or 12 years. And once you pass that 10-year mark, the more of your payment that you're making on a mortgage is going towards the principal. So people's equity is rising, and we're at about a 77% equity above 20% rate in New Jersey. So what that means is 3/4 or more of all the houses in New Jersey have more than 20% equity, which means they could easily sell that house and buy another house or a bigger house or a smaller house. But in most cases, they don't realize that the payment has come brought the ownership portion up while paying down the interest, and that they're sitting on that much equity. And when they do realize it, one of three things happens. They either say, let's keep paying it down, this is our last house, which a lot of millennials, older baby boomers are doing. The 45 to 55s are not moving that last time because they don't see another house as a good investment. Or they will take that money out and buy a second home. Or they will take that money out and pay off the kids' education. Or they'll take that money out and start a small business. Because of the tax law changes, you cannot deduct the interest above $10,000 in interest. So if you've got a home that's 50% paid off and you're only paying $6,000 or $7,000 in interest, it may be worthwhile remortgaging that house and then taking the cash out portion and buying a summer home or paying off the summer home, because then the interest, which isn't tax deductible, is now deductible because it's on your primary residence. The other two things to keep in mind here are, and I can't give you tax advice, but I can tell you my understanding of it, that if we have a second mortgage on a house, the second mortgage, which used to be tax deductible, is not grandfathered unless the money used on the second mortgage was to increase the value on the features of the house that it was leaned against. So if you had a second mortgage against your primary industry and paid off your car and paid off your kids' education and you were deducting it in 2017, you can't deduct it in 2018, to my understanding. But if you go and buy and you're paying interest on a second house, you can take that money and pay off the second house and by refinancing your primary mortgage and do away with your secondary mortgage. Third thing is the people with the summer homes, a lot hurt by storms both this year and previous years. People had homes in Florida. That's why Florida's back on top on the foreclosure rate because of the two storms that were down there. It's having a tremendous problem with it. One other thing I wanted to mention before we close out is that I read an article about northeastern New Jersey and Hudson County in particular, not Hunterdon County, continue to drive the state's small but significant population growth. We're diminishing in population in Hunterdon County. We will drop between 22 and 24% of our high school population over the next 5 years. Most of that is attributed to people not moving into the county and people not having more than two children. But they're not seeing that in other counties. And other counties are flourishing, especially the ones closer to New York City. They're spending more per pupil on school. They're closer to where mom and dad work. Municipal population figures released by the census officials Thursday showed a concentration of a recent trend of people, especially millennials, settling in the state's more urban areas, fueling housing population growth in cities and towns in North Jersey, especially those close to New York City. So urban being not suburban, but urban. And it leaves counties like Sussex and Salem with fewer residents, while it takes people like Bergen and other counties in Essex and increasing the population. We have a major shift going on, and we're in the middle of it. And it's not a bad shift, it's not a good shift, it's just a shift, and it needs to be understood. So, my name is Joe Peters. I'm going to play my commercial one more time so you know how to get a hold of me. If you'd like to talk about the things I've just discussed and how they pertain to you and your particular situation, I'd be glad to sit down and do that with you. I work for Coldwell Banker, and I cover all of Hunterdon and Somerset County for residential real estate. Thank you for tuning in, and here once again is my commercial.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
USA Radio News.
Today, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced that he has canceled 3 weeks of the chamber's month-long August recess. Earlier today, McConnell explains his actions.
We think we have a good chance of passing a number of appropriation bills. In order to do that and in order to deal with this nominations backlog, it's necessary for us to be here in August and to do our work.
Today, President Trump was supposed to be hosting the 2018 Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles at the White House. Well, many of the players said they were not going to show up and instead do other things in the city of Washington, D.C. In return, President Trump canceled the invitation. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was asked if she believes this will hurt the president's popularity in Pennsylvania.
Certainly, we would hope that all of the people of Pennsylvania would share the president's commitment to the national anthem and the pride that we have in our country, and certainly not meant to be a slight to anyone.
This is USA Radio News.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
David Koch is leaving the Koch brothers' business and political networks. The 78-year-old, no longer to be executive vice president and board member of Koch Industries and chairman of the board of the charity Americans for Prosperity Foundation. His brother Charles Koch will still serve as CEO of Koch Industries. Charles Koch writing that the organizations are saddened and will miss his brother's, quote, insightful questions and his many contributions. The Koch brothers are a